You're listening to SBS News.
Clothing the Gap designs are bold, creative and uniquely Aboriginal. All profits from the sale of its beanies, hoodies and T-shirts that feature the Aboriginal flag are filtered into health promotion programs in Indigenous communities across Victoria. It's the initiative of Spark Health Australia, and business has been booming until founder Laura Thompson received a cease and desist letter last week, ordering her to stop using the Aboriginal flag in her designs.
I've always been a little bit nervous about using the flag, and whenever I've seen the flag in community, I've thought, oh, should we? We've always struggled as Aboriginal people. I didn't think we had to struggle to use the flag.
The letter was from a company called Wham Clothing, purporting to be the exclusive worldwide licensee for the Aboriginal flag on clothing. Ms Thompson says she doesn't believe a non-Indigenous organisation should hold licensing rights over the Aboriginal flag.
Bizarre that a non-Indigenous company is controlling an Aboriginal flag, that I have to ask permission of a non-Indigenous person if I can share and celebrate my identity.
Ms Thompson says she had tried to contact the original designer of the flag, Harold Thomas, but received no reply. The Luritja artist first made the flag in 1971 and was granted copyright in 1997 by the federal court after a dispute over who was behind the original design. Barrister Dr Mark Williams says originally the copyright was sought to protect the flag, not as a money-making venture.
Originally, he really just wanted a flag to join all the other flags that were for campaigning for land rights. And Aboriginal people, of course, there are 600 Aboriginal nations or thereabouts. So one unifying idea was really quite a modern idea.
Last year, Wham Clothing obtained the exclusive license to reproduce the flag on clothing and has since issued cease and desist notices to those reproducing the image without permission. In a statement to SBS, it said, Wham Clothing has obligations under its license agreement to enforce Harold Thomas's copyright. Steps required to enforce vary on a case-by-case basis, and that all correspondence includes the direct invitation for organisations to contact Wham Clothing with respect to the use of the flag. Queensland-based artist Michael Connolly also received a cease and desist letter.
We speak to protect our culture and our law, L-O-R-E law, and these fellas have the L-A-W law, and they have the knowledge of that. Well, we don't. And the money behind us, we don't have that money.
Mr Connolly says the Aboriginal flag shouldn't be treated as currency.
As Aboriginal people of this country can be proud to wear our shirts, wear our clothing, wear our flag, and promote it in a big way without, oh, you've got to pay this fella $10, you've got to pay him some money,
SBS understands that the AFL and NRL football leagues have also received letters over the use of the flag on their Indigenous round jerseys. A spokesman for the NRL says the organisation is aware of the notices, but he declined to comment further. Spark Health has until midnight Wednesday to sell the last of its merchandise featuring the Aboriginal flag, and while it says it's happy to comply with copyright laws, it says the stoush has raised some important questions on who should own the Aboriginal flag.
This is not about Clothing the Gap selling flag clothing anymore. This is about everyone being able to access the flag and use it the way they want, respectfully.
Copyright generally lasts for the life of the author plus 70 years. An online petition calling for the exclusive licensing agreement to be abolished has attracted thousands of signatures. Dr. Mark Williams says the issue could have widespread ramifications for Aboriginal Australians.
This is a very interesting source of site of struggle. And we'll see this play out, I reckon, as part of the whole reconciliation process.
Abby Dinham, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.